I'd get battered by a tiki toki
in a street fight, I'd box his head off though.
Welcome back, week two on Waffling. We hope you're enjoying your lives. Now this, right, Malfoy is wearing a stringer vest. Why? Why, Malfoy?
So I look hard.
You look fit. I would definitely give that a rubber dubber. Do you?
I feel naked. I feel very exposed.
You're a lot hairier.
Oh, my nipple's popping out. Basically, those of you that are part of the Waffling Mafia Patreon decided this, right? And if you'd like to be part of who decides what happens on this show moving forward, subscribe, join the clan, and as well...
Join the Mafia.
Do you know what? Wait, can I just...
All right, yeah, go on.
No, because we obviously want to do this weekly where we get people involved in making, like, stupid decisions for us. Now, I reckon when we get 1,000 members...
What?
They get to decide...
No...
Which one of us gets a Waffling Mafia tattoo?
Fuck
on
your
their
mum.
Body?
No.
Why would I do that?
Mate, if I
what,
get.
It's not going to be like.
No, mate, all
I've already had, look, right? So those of you that don't know, I've had a whole sleeve lasered off. It's actually, look.
It's actually a pretty good show.
You two have actually had tattoos, a pair of you.
What? Yeah, so Theo's currently getting his ex girlfriend's name lasered off her arse. His arse.
Am I?
Yeah, we can put the picture up now.
No,
I'll send it to Tom.
This is Theo's arse.
No, because I wouldn't get a tattoo, because if you get a tattoo, you can't donate blood. And if you get a tattoo, you can't save a life.
Well, I've got a tattoo. No, listen to this, right? Those of you that can see right now, I got one in Tenerife. Right, with the boys, I got it on my leg. I'm going to get it out right now.
That's what she said.
Right. So if you're an audio listener, I'm going to describe it to you right now.
Joe is.
You see
oh,
that?
Oh, shit, I forgot about that one.
I can't even see it, so I can't describe it. Yeah, man. Describe it.
So it's a triangle with a line through it. What
is it? Upside.
What does it mean? What does it mean?
I'll tell you right now. Basically, right, I drew it myself.
Did you?
Yeah, I designed it.
You can't tell, mate.
No, fuck him up. No, it's basically the upside down triangle is the sign of water, right? I'm a Pisces. Oh, I know what you're saying already. I am not like that. I am a bit. But listen,
not,
it's the sign of water. We were on a surfing trip. Just a surfing trip. it was just us lads. Well, anyways, basically, I put the wave through the triangle, because the triangle's the water.
Oh, the line's the wave.
And then the wave is also the water.
Yeah, so it's water, like double water, like what I order at the pub.
Oh, and that's deep.
Who else got it? Who's your mate?
Si and Foxwell.
When are they born?
No, they were just there. They're not Pisces.
We
just all got matching tats.
That's really cool, man.
We should all get matching ones.
Why don't you just... get a picture of a wave and a surfboard instead.
Because that's a bit, nah. This is like abstract and cool.
This is creative.
I thought it was really quirky. Anyways, we all know why we're fucking here. It's happened again, right? The Waffling boys have been attacked, right? Out of nowhere. Weller said something that may have upset his...
No, you didn't say nothing.
Mate, I said something really abusive.
No, mate, what you did was... Do you know what this whole situation reminds me of? Do you remember when Robin Van Persie got sent off against Barcelona because he kicked the ball away 0.1 second after the ref blew his whistle?
Yeah.
And the ref was like, fucking out of order, that. You're going off. Disgrace. It's happened again.
Yeah. So basically, let's just roll the TikTok to begin with.
Ready?
Let's go.
Hey, that's actually what, what's he called, you had him on the HS Tiki Toki.
Well, I've never had as much fun making a TikTok as this. Why are you trying to act like you don't know me? You literally fancy me, you're so jealous.
No, when you're that good looking.
Fucking hell, don't calm yourself, mate.
No, a lot of his content is about degrading women and all that.
Looks like you do know who I am then, because you even know what sort of content I post. By the way, I don't degrade women, I just get them to hold my word. You can shut up, Malfoy. You didn't even know where Malfoy was on the podcast. You were fucking wetting yourself.
I bought his workout plans to just see what they were like. He's actually right there, you could be a pre-workout. Walk to the gym. Go to the gym.
Right. This is a screenshot of a small part of my training program. It says a lot fucking more than walk to the gym. It says everything you need. It takes people who look like that and transforms them into people who look like that. You're blatantly jealous, mate. It's comical. Hating on other people, it ain't gonna make you any more successful, all right? But look, a little bit of advice from me to you. Hop on the muscle gain, all right? You're a little bit small, and maybe KSI won't take your bird off you again.
Wait, did I get a mention?
He's finished us. Well, well, well. All right, so big, scary HS Tiki Toki. Okay? The geezer that is scared of no one. Fearless, confident. Okay? He has been absolutely rattled accidentally by the Waffling Boys. Right? What have we said?
You have forgotten his name for 0.1 of a second.
Right.
And for some reason, it's been blown out of proportion. You know, it reminds me very of Van Persie getting sent off against Barcelona. Unnecessary.
Right,
you know,
right.
He kicked the ball away, didn't hear the rest of the whistle. It's happened again.
Okay. Because, like, for me, right, immediately I did forget his name for 0.1 second, but it was more of like, I did actually buy his workout plan. Right, the thing that he raves about, to get you ripped right now, okay? It's a Word document, right? A Word document with two meal options for three meals, and there's a different option each day, and then one chest like routine, one back routine, and one legs routine. For me, that weren't value for money. So that's why it's felt a little bit like this geezer's, it would turn up at the gym and just lift weights. Like, it wasn't, there was no effort to it. So that was why my slander, and you know, it does say more than just take pre-workout, but I guess that's where my somewhat slander came from. So I apologise, HS. I apologise. But the way that you've now reacted, all right, you've come out, you've tried to ruin my image. He's absolutely raided the comments of my new Instagram with wood and hold this L because you are finished. He's brilliant.
I got told to fuck off.
Yeah, like, I don't know why Malfoy's been brought
into it. I just sat in the corner.
He's like, after that TikTok, he's brought up old footage from like waffling
ages
ago before we met him. So I don't really know. But one thing that did stand out for me, right, now this is sort of going there. I got sent a screenshot from his Snapchat.
I was going to say, before we touch on it,
yeah.
I just want to say what I think is actually going on here.
Okay.
I know it's quite the thing, I know what you're about to show. Mate, we met him. Like,
yeah.
Off camera, he's quite sound.
Oh, mate,
and
sound.
He was actually, we got the impression, like, he comes across a bit dumb on camera, but he's at, but he does. But off camera, he knows what he's doing. He's actually quite intelligent, you know, he's quite smart. I feel like, well, he did. He came across quite smart off camera.
He seemed like someone that had his head screwed on.
He knew
how to play the game.
Yeah.
Mate, he's not triggered by it. Not in the slightest. This is all an act.
Yeah, but
what's happening in July is Simple Simon is fighting Ed Matthews, you know, his buddy.
Oh, what, a boxing match?
In a boxing match, okay? At O2.
He wants well
up. HS Tiki Toki wants a paycheck, he wants some clout, and he wants a fight.
Because he trades crypto as well, that's in the mud at the moment.
Exactly.
Well, he did come out, someone said to him, this got to be a setup for another boxing match, KMT.
Well, this is, no.
And HS said, nah, boys, I'd say if I was going to box him, I genuinely ain't. Like, it's his decision. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, fuck me.
No,
you'll get paid when I say you do, son. Right. Fucking hell.
This is all just a classic, like, to be fair to him, it's a marketing move.
Marketing, so you think it's pure, he's not really triggered.
Mate, if you're triggered by someone forgetting your name by half a second. What, I'm not being...
That's what I'm saying, it's out of character.
I'm just so fucking pansy. This is pathetic.
I'm with
no,
him.
No, it is. It's like playground shit.
I'm with him in the sense where, like, look, Weller did slander his business.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
I gave a customer review.
You were
I am a paying customer, and I was disappointed.
The customer's always right.
But Word document, son. Like, fuck me.
No, this whole thing is just... It's something made out of nothing. There is literally nothing there.
Okay.
Nothing has happened.
So we're not going to see a fight?
Oh, I'm not going to fight him.
Well, you get done in.
I'd get battered by HS Tiki Toki in a street fight. I'd box his head off. Now, but listen, one thing that I wasn't too happy with that I am just going to raise because I just am.
Because to generalise, we actually found the video well.
Yeah, I felt that the video TikTok was funny. It's all jokes.
No,
like,
apart from when he told me to fuck off.
Yeah, when he was like, you can shut up.
That was the funniest.
Yeah, that was the best bit. But it was when he like, so I got forwarded a screenshot from his Snapchat that goes, Joe Weller going to be on his meds after this vid. I assume that means to say vid. And HS goes, can't even repost that. So tapped. Made me lol though. Ack, fuck it.
Did he post it then?
So I'm assuming surely so. But like...
I mean, that's deep. Like that.
But then... no, but it's... I've heard it a million times. Like, I get sent that shit all the time. But it's more of just like, how rattled... This is where I feel like maybe he is rattled. If he's trying to go there.
Nah, I don't think
he's
he is.
He's trying to go, oh, let's get him on a depression front.
No,
I'll
do he's
it.
Not. He's not. But he is well known. He doesn't care what he says online.
Like, okay. He's open, yeah, yeah,
he doesn't
yeah, of
care. Doesn't care who upsets. He doesn't care. Okay.
Yeah.
And this is another case of let's see how far we can push it to try and make this.
But
what
is this?
Happening.
But for the fight, like, why would he want to do the fight?
Like, because he's what? It's because let's face it, right? He's a TikToker.
Yeah. Well, he's
and what else? This fight will allow. No, it's true.
Well, last year he asked people to hold his cock.
No.
Like, he's big and famous, mate.
No, this is not. I'm not being.
He's
dickhead.
Got a huge career.
I'm not being a dickhead, but a fight like this is quite big. You know, it'd be a big paycheck. It'll be quite a big, like the whole. You can get involved in this. It's quite a big deal.
Right.
From a strategy point of view, it's a smart thing.
Okay.
Well, because when we spoke about it previously, like, you know, when the whole fake beef kicked off initially before we got him on.
Yeah.
People were loving the idea of a little scrap between the two of you.
Well, yeah.
And then we got him on and he's like, nah, there's no beef. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, in real life, if he was just here right now, he'd probably just be sound and he'd be like, oh, yeah, it was all just for the cameras, boys.
Of course.
Like, last time, like, he was just like, oh, it was all just for clout, yeah. You know. And that's where it's like he plays the game. So maybe you are all right, Malfoy.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything. I just think he's got his buddy, Ed Matthews, on the fight of Simple Simon. Yeah. It's actually funny, we had Simple Simon on pitch side yesterday.
Who is Simple Simon?
Who the fuck is that? No, respect
he's
Simon.
He's actually, he's well sound. He's from Eastbourne.
Shut up.
Yeah, he's from Eastbourne. He used to coach and play at Borough.
Maybe I know him.
Yeah, and he used to, like, Worthing, Lancing, all the teams we played against.
So what's
like,
he saying? What?
The long story short, he's like mates with Cow the Dragon and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And Ed Matthews like called him out for pretending to like steal clout or something. And then there was nothing really there. And then he was saying stuff about Simon's daughter. And that's when Simon was like, you've taken this too far.
Who was saying something about his daughter? Tiki Toki?
Ed Matthews.
Oh, Ed was.
And that's when Simon said, you've taken it too far now.
Right.
I wasn't going to fight him, but, you know, let's just
do it. I suppose if he's watching mine and KSI's interaction from before,
yeah,
and that was about the medication thing.
Yeah,
it's
obvious what's happening.
I guess maybe he's trying to stimulate that, but is that not a bit dumb just to go for the exact same thing that was done like 5 years ago?
But talking about KSI stealing your girl, like, does he even understand like what that whole thing is about?
I think he's looking for something to try and get me back. Because if I have just damaged his business and outed it for being just a Word document, well then. Like, I guess you would be a bit pissed if that's his main income.
I don't think I don't think what you said there touched his business at all.
Fair enough.
I genuinely don't think everyone's going like, you know what, going to unsubscribe now.
We paid 20 quid for but
I don't think what you said is going to slander the business at all. I don't think it is. Like, I really don't.
Hashtag Word document.
Like, if you guys want to have it out, that'd be class.
I don't want to have it out. I've got nothing wrong with
that.
But
in my opinion,
I really hope he succeeds and I have nothing but respect to him. Respect. All right, you lot. So a quick message from our friends at BetterHelp. Now, those of you, right, on a mental health level that maybe aren't quite sure where you're at, and maybe feel it could be decent for you to speak to someone, a professional, but don't really want to go in for like one-to-one therapy or don't even have the money because it can be quite expensive. BetterHelp is an online service, right, that has over 20,000 licensed therapists, right, that could benefit you talking one-to-one and basically just seeing where your head's at. It offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, and you don't even have to be on camera if you don't want to. Much more affordable, like we said, and you can get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com when you go to betterhelp.com/wafflin, right? That is betterhelp.com/wafflin. There you go, back on with the show. On other news of fighting, Jake Paul and KSI have both announced that they are fighting in August.
It's not each other, though, is it?
It's not each other. We wish it was each other, because, like, at this point, we don't know the opponents. Now, obviously, KSI did say that he wanted to fight Alex Wasabi to avenge Deji. Bit of a mismatch, though, like completely different weight classes. So it's sort of like, I don't know, it'd be good to see him go against someone his weight.
Is this the thing JJ put on his Insta about like a whole event?
Yeah, one thing actually that I was actually a little bit like peeved on, why did he only show footage in that trailer of him fighting me and not Logan? He's had two fights with Logan, he's had one with me, and he only showed footage of him fighting me.
Made him look
probably because he battered you.
is that but he got some good shots against Logan though. Like, think about it. The most famous ones are from Logan. Is it that like he's friends with Logan now, so therefore he can't be seen to hit?
Surely not.
I don't think Logan would care either.
Yeah, I know. I was just sort of like, right then.
I think it was maybe he made you look.
No, but it just showed us fighting. It wasn't like, oh, knockout blows.
Maybe they were just the better shots. Camera angle, he looked better in that than against Logan. Who knows? I don't know.
Did his face get like any bruising or anything from Logan? Like in any fights?
Don't know, can't remember.
So I was like, that's the only thing I could think
of. You couldn't really see it, it was further away shots. But I just noticed it, I was like, oh, all right, nice.
Yeah, no, that is weird.
But who are they fighting? Is Jake going to be at the same event as...
Do you not know anything? I've not a clue.
I don't know. Jake's surely got to be fighting Tommy. A fighter. No, it won't be Tommy yet. It won't be, will it? Why? But that, like, well, because he just keeps saying Tommy's irrelevant. Tommy's not this. Tommy needs to beat.
Do you think he's scared of Tommy?
No.
It's weird to try and get inside the mind of Jake Paul. Like, what is he scared of? If he's going to stand next to Eddie Hearn and say all what he says and literally have his fight, like, I don't know, what he's done is actually mental for like a YouTuber.
Yeah,
like,
it's
actually nuts.
And not just YouTuber, he's what, 23, 24?
Yeah, he's like, he's year below me, year below us.
But what we have seen is that he is like a camera merchant. Like
no, but he's, backing, no, but he's when, backing it up.
No, but when we were in LA and, was it LA or Miami, one of them, where you had that little thing with him on camera.
Yeah.
And then the two of you went off camera, went down that little corridor, and he was just like, oh, no, I don't want any beef or anything. No.
After we had that thing where I, like, confronted him about uploading his video before mine, whatever.
And you two went down the corridor together.
Then we slipped off down the alleyway. Had it out. No, he was just like, oh, nothing but respect, bro. I love you, man. Like, all this shit. And it was just like...
But this is a prime
example. It's like when I fought him at his house, we just had like sat and had pizza, like just normal. Like, I don't know, I think that's what I was like.
A lot of these guys, man.
No, but.
Tiki Toki, for example, Jake, for example, they're all sound geezers, but they're just doing it to further their career. You know, they use you as a little pedestal, they use you as like a.
Yeah.
So this is the thing. Like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. When Jake Paul is standing next to Eddie Hearn and Eddie Hearn is calling him an average boxer, is Jake just replying because like he needs to look like the piece on camera?
Of course.
Like, I mean, if Eddie Hearn called anyone in this room an average boxer, you'd probably be like,
yeah, no, Jake would be low-key gas, you'd be like, sick, but yeah, I can't act course, like that, because that's not
course,
his character.
He has to act.
Yeah, of course.
But the intrigue is like, he acts like he is literally the best, and a lot of people like to hate on it, and he is a bit of a dick with what he does, but like, you got to admire the fucking balls to go out there and say that shit, and then we just need to see him in a situation where he can actually have a boxing match. Now, whether that's even going to be against KSI, I don't know, but like to win against an actual fighter like Tommy Fury, because Tommy Fury is only going to get better, surely. Right. I reckon take that fight now. KSI, on the other hand, who could he possibly be fighting if it's not Alex Wasabi? And who would you like to see him face? Audience, let us know
who
in the comments.
Is there?
Craig McHale Smith, Ashley Barnes.
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. KSI fighting, I'm not really interested in seeing him fight anyone.
Why?
But Jake.
Oh, okay.
But I think now that fight, the disparity between the two like abilities, I don't see how JJ ever like closes that gap.
But also, I don't think it will happen because he's a business partner and friend with Logan. So who does Logan's got his brother also, but a business partner in the same fight?
Yeah, but it is all just business.
Yeah, I know, but still,
business.
Like. I don't know. I think as well, for the Tommy Jake, if it happens, Tommy will go into that fight more nervous than Jake.
Jake
has nothing to lose.
Oh,
Tommy has
course.
His entire career, which hasn't happened yet, to lose.
But even so, like,
that's what I think Jake will win.
Even taking that to like the Jake and that like logic to the Jake and KSI fight, like, what does Jake actually achieve by beating KSI? It's like, oh, okay, you.
It's just moral high ground, isn't it? It's just like battle of the ego. That's a pure ego fight. Like, but I want to beat you.
But surely it's like, obviously you're going to win.
Is it obvious?
No,
that.
It's
if
not,
you
I
ask Ola
so,
G. Day Olatunji, he'll be saying, I'm going to smash his mouth.
But like,
I'm going to kiss him.
And I don't mean this in like a negative way, but like Jake's been literally training consistently for the last 2-3 years.
I think
JJ's been smashing the music.
Jake wants to take boxing seriously and stay in the sport, and I think for him to do that, he has to fight real boxers.
Yeah, you can't fight KSI.
Yeah, but it's the one.
It's what the people want, though, isn't it? It's what the people
surely
want.
There's got to be enough money. Saudi Arabia, surely buy it.
Buy it.
No, because they put loads of money into it.
Yeah, obviously there's money in it. Unless, like,
but hang about, who is JJ going to fight if there's...
Who's Alex Wasabi?
Alex Wasabi is the one who fought Deji, beat Deji.
Okay.
Was
he any good?
Yeah, he was all right, but he's just a completely different weight class.
That storyline
like
makes sense.
Like the weight
though.
Class between Deji and KSI, that's the difference. So it's sort of like.
What about that Austin
McBroom? Oh, yeah, that would be one.
Because
he looked good. That makes sense.
But isn't there beef between Gibb and Austin?
Yeah, but Austin is more like credible.
He's taller as well.
Like Alex Tarby's had one fight against Deji. Like it's not like, this is a huge. Cool opponent. and who do that we all care about? Do you know what I mean? Like, whereas, is there anyone? Is there anyone? Is there anyone that
I think?
Is there anyone that we're like, oh yeah, that would make a good. Like, imagine the build up. Imagine the
JK
fight.
Weller
is that the only one?
Weller's redemption.
Weller,
surely.
You take it.
If we get it at 77 kg, I'm not doing the bollocks of like being like 10 kg.
So you're telling me, you get paid to do this fight and you got to spend the next 6 months.
Yeah, I can't be asked.
Training day in, day out at the same
time.
I
train day in, day out anyway. The only difference is you don't get fucking smacked about.
And you don't have.
For 2 mil, you'd do it.
2 mil, nah, because like, I want to make 2 mil in ways that I actually enjoy making 2 mil.
Yeah. But
I'll get in the ring.
Get 2 mil for 6 months' work. And then
get 2 mil, multiply. Don't train, rock up, lose. Job done.
Just turn up and lose? Nah, that's not in my nature, mate. I don't lose.
Do you know what the maddest thing is? In August, it will be 5 years since our original fight.
Me and you?
5 years, we're still talking about it half a decade later.
Levels, mate.
Half a decade.
That is levels.
That's a long time.
Of pioneered shit.
Hello. And now we got the El Brook versus Astrid Wett.
Hell the fuck. Oh, the OnlyFans dons. They had a real scrap. Show it right now.
They had
a fight out in a bar in a club. What's and now they're like, oh, is it Arsenal and Chelsea fans? Is that what they are? I don't know. I don't know. One of them is Chelsea.
Astrid Wett, I think, is Chelsea.
Yeah, yeah. And they're now going to be smacking it out on an actual fight. But
it's the undercard of Ed Tiki-Toki and Simple Simon.
How did this fight in the club go down? How did it look?
Well, you can see it as we're talking right now. It just looks like they're both going for each other.
I can't.
Like, oh, they just imagine two girls just, now. Yeah. Smacky smack.
Were they punching each other?
They're getting quite excited by this thought.
Oh, what? Okay, so this is an idea, right? So naked mud wrestling. okay, so not naked.
Were
they
boys versus girls?
No. Basically.
Weller against Lana Rhodes.
Basically, you can shut your mouth, kitty. I think this does the idea of girls mud wrestling excite you? Like if they were in clothing.
Okay, so here's one for you.
No, answer my question.
Well, it's obviously more exciting if they're not in clothing.
No. Okay, so they're in bikinis. You get to go. Now, why would you like to see girls fighting? There's something my friend, right, can't watch, and this isn't a sexist thing or anything, but he feels uncomfortable actually watching the female fights when we go and watch boxing. He's like, it doesn't feel. I don't want to see women get hurt.
But it's
like,
not about gender.
No, but he's not going, oh, women shouldn't box. He's going, is that where he's a caring person and wants to look after women.
No, you can't look at that. You say you have to look at these two are two elite female boxers.
Yes.
Whose job it is to punch
each other.
Well,
that's what I say to him.
They can take it.
I understand I can talk about this as like a male on female perspective. Like,
yep.
I hate seeing it on a night out. Like, I find it very unattractive, but then I also find it well cringy when guys are fighting.
Oh yeah,
well.
No, any fights on nights out are so shit.
Like, it really turns like.
By the way, what I just said sounds like I'm against females.
No,
but
no,
okay,
no,
good.
I here's one. £3 million.
What?
Where are you going?
£3 mil.
Yeah, £3 mil.
You're invited to the YouTuber mud wrestling games.
Yeah, I'll fight them all.
Okay, yeah, but you're naked.
What?
So you have to watch the show, but then you have to fight some bloke naked mud wrestling for £3 mil. Are you doing it?
So we've just been talking there, and that's coming to your head.
We're talking about girls.
We're talking about girls, and you're just sitting there like, imagine we're naked. It's not that. Like, what the fuck?
Are you taking the fight?
No.
Why?
£3 mil.
Theo.
Mate, you just got to fight someone.
I don't want to have my knob out, Theo. Getting all muddy.
No one would see it.
Why do you want to see this?
No one would see it anyway.
What if you get like a rod on? No, because you're nervous.
You might.
You know, like when you get a nervous boner.
It goes in there. No.
Wait, would you go on that show, Naked Attraction?
No. I've acted it out before, though. Like at home.
What, with your mum?
No.
You and your mum. Your mum and your sister have to be like, oh, do we go for it?
Joel Phil.
No. No, I did it with the cat.
What the fuck?
That's worse.
No, I didn't really. I didn't really. I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
I bet you got your cat to suck you off.
Fuck. God's sake.
What is this?
How do you do it with a cat?
I didn't do it with a cat. It was just a joke. I've done it. You know, like...
a joke. So this vest is making me go weird.
With your partner, just...
Your partner now?
You're just both naked and you're like...
come clean. What's going on here?
Nothing's going... You don't need to intervene.
Wait, so you got to walk out...
My secret. No,
you got...
No.
You got to walk out...
Yay.
And then, what, the towel's just...
No, I haven't done it. Right, stop this.
And
right
then
now.
She goes, "Now, nah, don't want that." Or, "I do want that." What does she say?
Do you feel sexy?
What?
Do you feel sexy?
Right now, in this fucking in, like, tank top.
If you were naked, when you're naked standing there, do you feel sexy? Because you'd see your girlfriend and you'd be like, "Oh, her naked, she's really sexy." Do you think, when you're there, do you feel... Because some people's problems is that they, when in their naked being, they don't feel sexy. And I want to know, how do we make everyone feel that? And do you feel that? Because I've sometimes struggled feeling sexy sometimes.
I'd never really thought about it from my perspective.
Okay, think about it right now.
Do I feel sexy?
Imagine, right? You're standing up just there, completely naked, on the wall. There's a mirror. What are you thinking?
Oh.
I'm looking at myself going, what a good-looking lad. And I'm looking, right now, do you know what I'm looking at? I'm going, fuck. Heavy. Bit fat. In the face.
You're not chubby.
On the side angles.
Nah, you're good. You're a sexy boy.
I do a lot of exercise, but I'm eating a lot.
Do you think, but like, that's obviously quite an important thing, because like, girls have quite a lot of pressure on how they look, but yeah. I feel like it's often not thought about, well, how do we look at ourselves as men?
Well, yeah, as in, well, self-image. But it's actually a huge thing, because how you see yourself is how you actually end up being.
Mm.
And it's like, to get yourself in a way where you are gassed about yourself, I personally feel like you need to be trying to be the best version of you. What you know, so that's authentic to you, and when you feel like you're being the best version of you, you feel the best in yourself.
Yeah, well, because I sent you some progress pics earlier.
Yeah, you look sexy.
Mate, and like, so like, I feel like the best.
I didn't get them either. Who did you send them to, mate?
I haven't seen them. But I'll pretend like I've seen them.
Mate, have you put them in the wrong group chat?
Wait, what group chat have you put them?
What about the boys? What are the boys in
ads for you or something?
It was a while ago.
Okay, no, but let's pretend we've seen them. Actually, no, I have seen them.
Have you?
Yeah.
But now I feel like you're just pretending.
Nah, okay, but just say the story. Because, like...
No, like, so, like, looking at those two individuals in those photos...
Yeah.
Like, obviously... Making all that progress and seeing myself in a different place, like, felt amazing.
Yeah.
And, like, it is just about becoming the best version of you, but that doesn't necessarily mean, like, going to the gym and getting ripped.
No, yeah. Like, how do you operate in a way? And it often may be, like, you're, like, as a general study, humans feel better when their bodies are getting used in a good way. So, like, exercise has been most likely going to make people feel better, as well as eating and fueling yourself right. And whatnot. And then, yeah, like, I'm actually going to get a photo up of my before pic, right, after Ibiza and Tenerife, right? Just so people can see it. You've
the one
seen
that
it.
Weevils.
Yeah, right. Look at that. Look at that right now, right? That's at the beginning, obviously, I'm very close to finishing my transformation video. I've literally just got to get the ending shots of me doing, well, I won't say. But, mate, when in that situation there, I literally can't tell you how shite I felt about myself. That wasn't just how I looked. I literally felt. I couldn't go a couple of hours without needing a coffee or needing to be stimulated or because I had nothing in the tank, mentally, physically, all of it.
It's interesting. Last year, I definitely, if you look at my face, a bit thinner and I was in better physical shape, but I feel much fitter now. I'm heavier, but I feel fitter.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, because like your heaviness doesn't necessarily mean, or how much fat you have doesn't mean you're fit. In fact, I'm actually not going to put that photo up. You would have seen that there's not that photo. Yeah. Just because I know fucking Tiki Toki is going to probably use that as ammo. He's probably going to fucking down. Look, this is the geezer saying my transformation is shit. Yeah, fuck that. Right.
It's all over the internet anyway.
No, not the new one. Not my mate. But
it's going to.
I was proper actually. Yeah, but it'll be alongside.
Oh, no, we know.
Where I'm going.
Yeah. Fuck, what was I going
to
say?
Just finishing on that point. Like, yeah, for anyone that is like trying to make those steps. Progress, gym progress. I step off the scales. Like the scales are not important.
Nothing. I weigh the same as in my before pick. Now
I weigh 6 kg.
I weigh the same.
I'm 6 kg heavier.
Same. Same here, brother.
Yeah, but your goal may be to put on size, to put like so others may be to cut size.
Yeah. But I also wanted to just generally look better.
Yeah. But one thing I have noticed, right, cardio makes you actually look. That's what makes you look healthier. Lifting weights.
Yeah.
I still look a bit ill in the face.
Matt, I don't know if you can tell, but I don't lift weights.
You got to be kidding me. Now.
I just cycle, run, swim.
But the wank. No, but what I was saying is, like, in the face, you actually look healthier.
Do I?
From card. No, it's in like one.
Oh,
one
that's right. So I look healthier now.
No, you look good.
Other people, no. Not you.
So I look more rough.
No, you look really fit and sexually active. Basically, cardio equals actually looking good, having nicer skin, looking fucking brighter in the face, nice eyes. Weights, I felt like, actually doesn't bring that to me.
I fucking hate lifting weights, honestly.
Yeah, it actually makes me quite tired. I overdo it. But I still do it.
I hate it. It's taken a year, but I've realised I fucking hate weights.
Because all you eat is fucking Mauams.
Well, speaking of which.
Right.
What, so you know the whole card, the nutrition side of it.
Yeah.
I've very much improved over the last like month or two. Very much. I don't eat. I do eat sometimes. But I've reduced
you
the
just
shit.
Don't eat.
Well, that's the first thing. Like, you can eat it. Like, some people will say, like, oh, reduce your calories and you'll start losing. Start losing weight, but like you could probably, if you're currently eating shit, if you eat like the same amount but just good shit, because your body can actually use
just
that
little changes,
you'll probably end up like
I'm on brown bread now. It doesn't sound a lot, but to me, it's quite a big deal.
Go on brown.
But on Thursday, I've got so I cramp very easily, like when doing cardio. I've got an actual like nutrition test. You know, like getting hooked up and doing all those like blood tests.
Yeah, you're
like,
hooking up.
I bet you don't drink enough water.
Yeah, you probably don't.
No, I do. It's the salts. It's the electrolytes. I need more sodium.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, boys, we actually had the most haunted, scary, spooky entry I've ever seen in my life. Right? We had a Waffle and Mafia member, right? Not on the our exclusive, lovely, amazing content. So I'm going to read this one out. This was on the general one. AskJoeTheo@gmail.com.
This actually was. I messaged him.
It was on both.
Him on Patreon saying, send it all over to AskJoeTheo. But we're going to answer this one.
Yeah, live on here. By the way, from now on, our Q&As, like, if you want to get questions in, it's on our Patreon, patreon.com/waffling. That's where we're going to be filming a Q&A video straight after this for you guys to ask us anything. It can be honestly anything. Hey, you're burning to ask some things. So get subscribed. It's the price of a meal deal.
All three of us are on the DMs as well. We're replying to everyone.
Well,
we're trying to. Some of them, it's a lot. There's a lot of DMs.
Yeah, basically, you know, we are going through all of them. So if you want to meet us and, you know, get really... Anyways, I'll stop.
Decide who wears a shitty vest next week.
Yeah, we're going to be doing another poll for next week. I don't know what it's going to be. It's not going to be that tattoo one, but it'll be something funny.
Well, when we get 1,000 of you.
No,
shut the fuck up. Like, where is that one? Like, I've lost it. Oh, no, it was on my emails. It was, honestly, this is going to blow your guys' mind right now.
Right, so actually, just touching on, like, this spooky stuff. Obviously, last week, you boys ripped me for being scared of jumping out of a plane.
Yeah, pussy.
Someone commented saying, like, how is Weller taking the piss out of me for being scared of jumping out of a plane when you're scared of, like, ghouls and ghosts?
Non-existent
ghouls.
Which don't even exist.
You're scared of the non-existent.
No, you're just fucking close.
I'm not scared of anything.
You're a shit.
I'm not scared of nothing.
But Weller's technically
you're
scared
ignorant.
Of nothing.
That's why you're scared.
Or more highly intelligent. I will not bring my intelligence down to the levels of believing
a
something that doesn't exist.
Ghosty ghoul comes and gets you in the night. Basically, bottom line is, because this was quite lengthy, this individual... I'm not going to say the name, actually, out of respect, because it does involve one that has passed on to the other side. Someone that's passed away. Basically, this individual was going to visit their... No, don't laugh. No, I'm not laughing.
I'm laughing at you, not the story.
He's going to visit their nan's grave. Oh, no.
He's shared this personal story with us and you're just pissing yourself.
No, I don't mean to. You know I don't mean to.
He probably made typos from
really
tears
annoying.
Running down on his phone.
Yeah, no. I'm fucking pissed off with myself.
Right, do you want me to go for a wee so you can compose yourself?
No, don't wee. Why, what? Do you want to get your cock out? Right, listen. So this person was going to visit their nan, their grave.
Their dead nan.
And they noticed...
Why would you say
stop
that?
Saying that?
Well, it's the nan that's passed.
Shut up.
Yeah, but don't call it the
So basically, name. The flower pots that were put. No, I'm really sorry about this.
Bill and
really
Ben.
No, please just let me fucking read this.
He's getting a refund.
No, he's going to cancel his subscription. Basically, this individual goes there and the plant pots are knocked over.
Shit. Nah. Plant pots in the middle of like an open grave which anyone can walk through.
Yeah, basically. So the plant pots are knocked over.
Fuck.
Anyways, my guy then fucking comes home.
Shit. Right,
the name... So, the, oh no, okay, the plant pots were actually on the grave adjacent to her, to the dad's, right? And so it was this. Let me just fucking read it, right? The name of the lady whose grave I had tidy that morning had added me on...
Wait, so let me get this straight. This grave lady is just adding, like, the grave cleaner on Snapchat. What are they going to do?
She's in a car just snapping people.
No, this is disrespectful.
That's what's
fine. No, no, no. Clean up.
Down your chin.
Just basically, like, added her on Snap. Right, basically. So they're on Snapchat, and it comes up saying the name. I'm going to change the name. It's going to be Grouth Grandelson.
Get away from myself.
Grouth Grandelson. Right, that's going to be this woman's name who's dead. Who's in the grave, next to adjacent. Right? The lady's name was Grandolph Grandelson. I don't know if you want to read that name or be respectful. Okay, I don't need to see that.
You'd be very respectful, mate.
But this is not a common name for someone my age, 18 at the time, to have. The account never messaged me and has now disappeared. It was the only account to add me for months, and no one really adds people on Snapchat anymore. I'll add a couple of pictures below. I went back and took the picture a few days later. Make of this what you will. I just thought it was very spooky. Wait, did I, so...
Shit, hang on.
So he just got added on Snapchat by, and yeah, then he turns out, that's when he found out that the name of the grave, the grave adjacent to his nan's, had this name. And it's just all a bit like,
here's what's happened, dear.
How's the fucks he just added him on Snapchat?
Some fucked up geezer just playing a practical joke on him. I'm not being funny, mate. There's
what's
not
the chances
a,
of it there pulling
is,
off?
No, you're not telling me that there's a skeleton under the ground on Snapchat.
No, just going,
this is getting up.
No. Mate, you've just said this dead person has just added him on Snapchat. He don't have a phone.
No, he might do.
Mate. Wait, I'm just looking at the pictures.
Boy,
and then scroll up.
Oh, look, it's just, I think it's legit, boys. It's good.
Wait, no, you think that's real?
No, that's some fucked up, Donnie.
It's a bit weird, though, like how it's just coincidentally happened.
No, it's not. It's just
no one has. How he does? Oh yeah, he also said earlier that he doesn't put his username out anywhere. No
so
one.
So therefore,
have it.
It's one of his how's, mates who's already got him.
Yeah, but how's his mate just randomly spying on him as he's going to his grave of his nan and just seeing that this plot? But like, it's all a bit too.
One of his mates has taken a practical joke too far, and bet he's at home going, "Oh
well,
shit,
bored
I'm
idiot!" If he's
far.
Doing that, then that's a bit boring, isn't it? Okay, well, what about this one?
Oh, please.
Well, this is one more on the fucking entries, but this is hilarious, right? So. Yes, boys, love the podcast, been here. Blah, blah, blah. So I've been in a relationship for 1 year. I'm 18, she's nearly 17.
Who's said this in?
Anyway, I moved in with her parents, blah, blah, blah. A few months ago, we were going through a bad patch and arguing. About 2 months... We were introduced to our auntie's friend. He's 35 and he's gay. and he's been married. Anyway, so where are you going? Sit down. And he's been married to a bloke for 10 years and has a son together.
Okay.
So she started getting quite close with this guy. to be honest, I didn't think much of it. Of it, obviously, because he's queer and.
Is this what he's saying?
Yeah, as queer as fuck.
Well, you can't say that in an email.
Mate, queer is... To be queer is a thing, mate.
Yeah, but to say queer as fuck...
I'm quoting this, Don. Okay, I didn't say it.
So maybe we can make that sound a bit nicer.
Look, okay, so he's queer and married. Obviously. And I thought he was a nice guy. And he was just into horses. A few weeks down the line, and I'm at work, she's being really strange and replying bluntly. Obviously, it upset me. Because I thought I loved her, and I thought... She loved me, right? Yeah. Fuck me. She blocked me on absolutely everything, out of the blue. Then I'm hearing rumours she's with someone else, and I'm like, what the fuck? Surely she...
Going back one day, the key wouldn't work.
I don't know, but look, listen. Surely she's not spoke to anyone. Then this 35-year-old gay guy has now left his husband and is filing for a divorce and got together with her and has moved in with her and her mum. and decorated the bedroom.
Why did he put that in?
I don't know. They are going across the country, staying in hotels and going on dates. So basically, moral of the story, she's 16 years old. She's left me for a 35-year-old married gay bloke. And he's left his husband for a 16-year-old. What a fucking idiot. basically.
No, this guy, his peak was happening to him.
That's mental, though,
but
isn't it?
But the way he's described, he sounds very, like, aggressive towards this bloke.
Well, of course, he's just this 35-year-old gay man, married man, has stolen his chick. But I just thought, isn't it mental how, like, conventional breakup, like breakups aren't always conventional. Like they can actually be mental and crazy.
The way, the way he's writing out, he seems a little bit like homophobic.
Yeah, it seems like it's triggered him.
It's like
he's like generalizing.
Well, it's funny. Like some people, like when they're angry, will resort to racism. Others may resort to attacking someone's mental health. Others may do this, go homophobic. It's like going to the lowest of the low to just try and get something because you've got, actually, that you're powerless.
The guy might just be bisexual. But also, sorry, taking away all this.
Yeah, but...
Is the girl 16, so it's a bit fucked up.
Yeah, that, I mean, well, is it legal?
It's a bit fucked
up.
I don't know, is it legal?
It can't be. You can't be taking a 16-year-old around the country to different hotels. But, like, this is the thing. Have we spoken about, like, your girlfriend having a gay friend?
What? Yeah, we did it in, like, one of the first ever episodes when, like, it was... your ex-girlfriend would sleep in the bed with a fellow...
Oh, that would happen.
...friend. And you'd be like, oh, can you just not? Stop doing that. Stop hugging him. And...
No, but then...
Are you comfortable? Because at the end of the day, it's a cock with a penis. What?
It's a cock with
it's a geezer.
It's on my mind.
It's a geezer with a massive knob. And he's basically sleeping next to your missus. Now, whether is that okay for you, Malfoy?
What if they're like gay, then it's fine.
Yeah, but is there that
but
thing
it's still
where, like,
cock that's next to your missus.
But he's not has there's no sexual desire.
Might have a wet dream and in his sleep do something. No, that's dodgy.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I'll stop now.
It's too far.
But, like, yeah, I mean, this is obviously fucked because you would trust it wholly the whole way through. Mm-hmm. Because why would there be any reason? This is a married man that is married to a man. So, in theory, he's not even attracted to women.
But also, first and foremost, a married man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just goes to show, like, how much does marriage... Are you guys going to get married?
Yeah.
I think I've said this before. Like, I would happily...
Oh, God. Yeah.
Never get married. Yep. Just because marriage doesn't change my stance on my relationship.
Yeah, true.
If you know what I mean, like.
Is it just for the? Because apparently stats say, I saw on Twitter,
must be factual.
That the more expensive, like you put into it, the more money you put into a wedding, like the more likeliness they are to get divorced.
More likely.
So it's like if you put loads of money, are you just wanting the big day and your love's not pure? Okay. Whereas if you're actually in love, are you not really that bothered? Like you're saying about a big day and all that. I mean, it is nice to have a big day, but also, pumping loads and loads of cash into
it. It's also
it.
A good chance. I think a wedding's also a very good chance for both families to mix and get to know each
surely
other.
Surely they know each other by now.
No, not necessarily. No, but like as in the extended
yours met,
family.
Of yours do, met.
Yeah, but
your as, families.
Yeah, but I'm talking about extended family.
Do they like
family.
Each
you know,
other?
Like your cousins and that sort of
no,
stuff.
No, but do they like each other? Is there any beef?
Oh, wait, have the families.
Your two, your girlfriend and your family.
They've not met, no.
Would you reckon they'll fight? Big scrap?
No, I think they get on very
I'll
well.
I'll be the referee.
Yeah, I think they get on very, very well.
No, but that's obviously a big worry for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
And we also get messages, like, talking about couples where maybe, like, the boyfriend doesn't get on with the girlfriend's parents. And
yeah,
stuff.
I mean, loads.
That's mental, that is. Like, how could you not get on with your in-laws?
Yeah.
Well, because you may actually be, like, an obnoxious cunt.
Who are you talking about?
Not you.
Have you always got on with your girlfriend's parents?
Yeah. Because you just, well, I think if you're like respectful and whatever, like you should be able to get
you
on with
you want to make an effort
much.
To make on with them.
Yeah, of course.
Unless they're a problem.
Unless they're really just rude and a.
How do your parents get on with your missus's parents?
Missus's. Yeah, good. My mum goes for walks with Bruce's mum.
Oh, that's well. That's cute.
Do they kiss?
I really hope.
What would you do if it turned out they started seeing each other?
That is probably.
What are you saying?
Like, yeah, well, actually, that's happened though, isn't it?
Is it?
Like, there'll be a boy and a girl in a relationship. A boy and a girl, or whoever, are in a relationship. And say the boy's mum, you know, single. The girl's dad's single.
Oh, they start chuffing off.
What happens? what happens in that scenario, okay? because your mum and his dad start getting, and then that, like, perfect. Who takes priority? Like, you were together first, yeah. But they can't help their love for each other.
Yeah, yeah.
So technically, you're now fucking your stepbrother.
Right.
No, I'm not.
I mean, it's gonna get. It's a bit weird, but if that was the case, where like they were both single. And they were both really nice people. Like, I think you'd probably be...
You have to really separate the family element. I know we've been brought up in this traditional, like, Western society to have, like, parents and siblings and all that, but you really would have to go, right, you're in a person, that's a person, this is a person. These are just all individuals, and they're getting together through the power of love.
No, now, if you were together first, you got to tell your parent.
Well, mate, love is love.
So you're going to deny your parents love of their life?
Selfish. Yes! Selfie, put you in the ground.
You all would. Mate, imagine your mum and dad break up, Ruth's mum and dad break up, your dad starts going out of Ruth's mum. You're going to be fucked.
That's weird. That's weird.
Yeah, that's what I'm describing.
No, oh, wait, I thought you meant if I got with Ruth, but both my parents were single and had been for an extended period of time.
Thing.
No, that's different because... Nah. But if they, like, left each other to then be together, that's
And then they
up.
Get married, and then you are technically banging your stepbrother or sister.
You are...
Yeah, but
that's quality. Nah, I'm joking. I'm actually joking.
I know, because on the Patreon, you're talking about how that...
Look, we don't discuss what happens on the Patreon. Okay, we've got lots of very good big secrets on the Patreon. Boy, if you're not subscribed, patreon.com/waffling, you are fucking missing out if you're not there. I tell you.
Before you do this, can I quickly go for a wee?
He's going for a wee. I'll go for one as well. BRB.
All right, boys. So, obviously, we all got in a bit of trouble last week for talking about Tiki Toki.
Yeah.
Now, so much trouble.
We also spoke about someone else.
Oh, no.
Are you accusing one of my friends
what?
Of cock-tuning? Do you remember?
Cock-tuning, yeah. Okay. Are you friends with him?
Yeah, he's my friend.
Okay.
Who is it?
Not to
that guy that he was taking photos of his knob.
I wasn't taking photos.
So you were taking photos.
Remember,
of?
He zoomed in on his knob and like sent it in the group chat. Like, oh look, you can see his belly. And
so did you get in trouble for that? Because obviously you put that in the group chat.
No.
Yeah, go
he
on.
He actually found it quite funny that we were speaking about his piece for about 10 minutes or so. But he said, "I can't believe you think that I cock tune my cock," and he sent me the live photo. You know, like if you hold down on the photo.
Yes.
He sent me
this is your plan all along. Please don't send me the lies.
I've got to prove that it's real. He sent it to me, yeah. And he has not edited his penis.
It's, fair enough.
He has just.
I bet you replied of, "You're going to take him off so I can really double check."
No, at the end of the day, massive knob. Fair play to the lad.
Do you want to see it?
No, you're all right, mate. You can keep the thing.
But I just wanted to clear up that story.
Well done.
Because I got a few, he messaged me.
You got some hate.
No, it wasn't hate.
It was serious hate.
I think he understood that it was just banter between the boys.
I mean, it was banter between the boys, but something that isn't banter is losing your virginity. Right? Because this has been sent in. I don't want to know, right? Have you ever had this?
Lost my virginity.
Boys, a couple of weeks back, I came to the beginning of what I thought was going to be losing of my virginity. Double. But guys, it did not end well. I think I have something wrong with me. As when I put it in, I came.
Yeah.
You've had that. What, the second it goes in, you just spunk yourself?
Mate, you'd literally have that 24/7.
Nah, what's up in there? Is that just turned off?
I don't know.
It
really?
Just flashed loads and turned off?
That's done something.
Okay, wait, so you're... Because I've never had this. Is it because I don't have a
what do you mean you? What do you mean you've
mate,
never... You've
no,
never had one...
You have to do a load of couple of pumps.
Yeah,
Two pump counts. I haven't done
anything
two.
Anything below five...
No,
counts as
no,
this.
No, I think he's saying, literally, insertion, I've spunk.
I'm thinking that could have happened.
I wouldn't say one then. I've done probably two.
Because, right?
No, 10.
Obviously, you can have, like, a wet dream.
Yeah.
Where, like, you don't actually physically need any stimulation.
No, because I've woken myself up, like, fucking the mattress.
What?
No, you don't like
you wake that. Up and you're just riding the mattress.
Riding it? No.
Just it's pumping in... it.
Yeah. Just like you're doing the movements.
No, I bet you when you wake up, you go, might as well carry on and come in. Come in mattress.
Yeah, no. Just
and
like...
then you spunk the mattress and go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Roll around.
That is horrible.
It's so grim that you roll around in your own cum.
Why is that weird?
That's so
I don't think we need to go is down this wormhole again.
Nah, is it
grim.
Not uncomfortable?
Why would it be uncomfortable with drugs?
Because you got...
That's worse than
like,
it,
you
like,
got sticky goo all over
yeah,
you.
Dude. It just goes. Why could you... Wait,
it just
goes. Yeah, and then you wake up, don't shower, go to work.
When you... when you no, I shower in the morning. When you smoke, you instantly get well tired, didn't it? So why... At that point, I'm like, the last thing I want to do is get up and start fucking...
Like, you got cum all over you.
Yes.
Your cum.
Yes.
I don't know
what was if it goes on your hand and you just wipe
have you ever spoken to someone else and they've been like, oh, I do the same?
Yeah, KSI.
But like, no, surely when you sleep with, no, when you sleep
just
with
overlooking what you just did.
What did he do?
I said, have you ever just wiped it on your hand and wiped it on your face by accident? He goes,
yeah. Obviously.
Yeah, but he used to like projectile cum and it would like hit him.
I think
in the
no, I'm telling you boys.
Spunk face.
Yeah, no, I've got serious like
got in your mouth.
Probably.
Accidentally.
Probably,
definitely.
So you've gave yourself your own blood. You sucked yourself off.
You would if you could.
No. Wait, really? Wait, imagine just sucking it off.
Do you know what that reminds me of? You guys put your finger up your own arse.
Wait, if you're on it, you...
You are that guy.
What, so you wouldn't?
No.
Why?
Because I don't feel so wrong.
I don't.
You feel so wrong.
Wait, I don't. So you want to suck off a cock?
What? So you want to wank off a cock?
Yeah.
I would feel uncomfortable
getting off with your own dick. I just don't want to do that.
I would feel uncomfortable putting my cock in my mouth. What? Just hitting the back.
No, please don't. Can we stop this now? This is not pleasant.
He wants that.
So you do want that? No, because, oh, we've left it a bit late, but the shoes do explain it.
Oh, wait, you're going to rip me for my shoes.
Oh, no.
Oh, we did forget about the shoes. Luke, oh, mate, what are you thinking?
Wait, so I'm not going to say anything. I just want you to say your piece.
I'm not taking fashion criticism off this guy.
Mate, look at what's on your feet. I'm not being
so. Those
funny.
Of you that are listening, basically, Luke Wardy's, but you know, like bungle boots, like moon shoes, like you know those boots that have like the really thick, what's it called?
Sole.
The really thick,
very
soles.
Like you know, like what? Ones you get in like the lanes of Brighton.
Yeah, is that where you go? Doc Martens.
Just bought them off ASOS.
Flea market.
Mate, were you?
Flea.
I can't process it. Your outfit was class.
Was it?
The outfit was the top and the bottoms, but the. Like, did you when you bought them? Were you thinking they look good?
just breaking down the barriers, boys. Just
okay. So you mean like a bit Harry Styles?
No, I wouldn't wear a dress.
Why?
Why?
Why would you?
But because I wouldn't.
I wear a nightie to bed.
When you go to bed with your mummy.
I bought a nightie from Tesco recently. This is like I Love Wednesdays.
Did you get a matching one with your girlfriend?
Yeah. What? What's the problem? So quality.
I just can't comprehend. I don't, mate. Them shoes are shit.
So what can't you comprehend?
Just the thought process of seeing them on ASOS. Out of all the shoes on ASOS, you've gone, they're the ones.
I think it worked.
Look, to us, we think they're shit.
They are shit.
But that's okay, because that's all we think. There's some things that I do that you probably think are
does
shit.
Does Ruth like them? Did you get them because Ruth
did she not
them?
Question
did
and go, like,
I didn't. I thought it was a case of Ruth got them for your birthday and you had to wear them.
No.
And you were just being polite.
I would just return them. Oh, you spat on my hand.
What did she say?
She wasn't the biggest fan. They went,
Tommy, our barber, was like, she must just want to break up with him. He's like, this is like an easy way to like...
Did she get the ick after seeing it?
Nah.
Really?
Why?
He's going to throw him in the bed when it gets...
Can you wear him next week?
Can I?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
There's a reason why, but I can't say on...
Oh, wait, they're not your shoes, are they?
What?
They're your mum's.
No, they are mine.
Why can't you wear them then?
Well, I can't say. I'll tell you off camera.
What? That sounds so Weird. Right. He's going to tell us over on the Waffling Mafia Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
That's where, so make sure you sign up now, obviously, patreon.com/waffling.
Right, for anyone listening or watching.
Yeah.
Wear whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly. But don't we free people... we can if I walked around with fucking like porcupine on my head, you'd be going, "Well, mate, that's not right." Or but that's your opinion.
It actually,
that's not going to stop me doing it. I'm going to want a porcupine.
It would be wrong of us not to take the mick out of the bungles.
They are bungles.
They are bungle boots.
They are quality.
And I'm open to criticism.
Exactly, and that's what it's all about. It's not about
going crying, Ruth. They took the piss out of my shoes.
No. Because I was obviously anticipating it. I've known you boys a long, long time. I knew.
In fact, you wore them as a joke to provide content for us.
Oh, that is actually what he did. I do just want to quickly shout out the first three subscribers to our Patreon. I do keep going on about it, but Max Terry, Jack Ward, and Leo Hamilton.
Ledge.
You are heroes, and we do want to kiss you.
Leo Hamilton. No.
Well, I can't say that.
Can't say you want to kiss and child.
Well, they don't know how old they are.
They've got to be over 18 to subscribe.
They've got to be over 18, Mouth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, probably. Anyways, no, we're just fucking in quite goodness, really, isn't it? Right, look, I think we're there, boys. Yeah, we are. Right, we're now going to go and film our Q&A for the Patreon that I keep going on about. Obviously, if you want to be part of it and watch it and see all the other things, as well as decide a big thing that's going to be involved within next week's episode.
Yeah, can we not just focus every vote around me?
If you want to choose Malfoy, you can choose him. But yeah, make sure, link is in the description or patreon.com/waffling. It's the price of a meal deal.
And we're doing monthly giveaways at some point. And the first thing up for grabs are Luke's shoes.
Yes! That's a great one. We're going to give away Luke's shoes and a tour of his house. This was last week's lucky winner. Anyways, if you did enjoy, please leave a like, rating 5 stars on Spotify. Tell everyone Waffling is back and that we are the boys. And we are also your best friends. Until next time, peace.